we will fill the earth like water the seas.
True nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Get the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Convergence, praise the Lord. Amen. Can you put your hands together? Just appreciate the Lord. Then appreciate yourself. You know, I was so excited. This is your second meeting, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, I was when I sat down here and looked at everything you were saying and the things you were doing, I had cause to be happy in my heart and happy in my spirit, because when you see young people that have vision, and you know, are willing to pursue it, it's cause for excitement in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Because the future of any generation is in our youth. It's in our youth. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why part of the mistake that we make in the body of Christ is we are not investing in our youth. We are not. You take the average church, the youth is one relegated section there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We spend so much on programs. We do a lot of things when it's adult related. But more money, more budget should go to equipping the youth. Because that is our future. That is our face for tomorrow. All that Jesus did, you know, was a mighty man of strength and power. But he invested so much in the people that were coming behind him. He invested all. Praise the Lord. So investing in our youth and, you know, all of those things, we can't compromise it. If we are going to have a face, have a stand tomorrow. You know, when the meeting today, quite a number of us were there. And one of these former governor, I was hearing the story for the first time, that said that he was a Christian, a believer, became a governor, and they accused later. So when they wanted to call him to order, the brethren called him to order. What was his response? That we're not discipled for this. You know, we're not discipled and trained for this, because those are grounds that when you enter, you know. You see, sometimes we easily blame people. You know, if the strength within, you know, if the strength within is not able, is not strong enough, you'll not be able to confront what is coming. And that's why people falter and then people fall. So you say we're not prepared in the church, you know, for this. We're talking about sending people to leadership, but all of us are in different congregations. Yes, thank God, convergence is a gathering of people from different backgrounds. Look to your background where you worship. How many people there have been equipped? Have been tutored, have been prepared to handle governance. You know, apart from just running programs and all. And then we enter there, we're expecting magic and miracle to happen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, and then that's what you guys are here now. This is what we call, you know, you guys have put yourself together to tutor yourselves, you know, to train yourself so that you can make an impact, you know, in the days to come. Amen. And like I told them on Thursday, was it Thursday? I said you add 25 years to your age, right? Yes, in our meeting on Thursday, when we're talking about 3D plan, I say add plus 25 to your age. So what do you get? Just put it in your heart. Amen. So you can see that the time is small. The Bible says redeem the time. The time is so small. It's so small. You are doing convergence. You guys are youth are screaming and shouting now. You cannot make that same claim after 25 years. Another people will be making. Some of them are not even born yet. Praise the Lord. Yes, now. Because someone that will be born in the next 6 years, how old will he be in the next 25 years? He'll be 19. Amen. They will be the one standing at this same spot where you stand now. So you must learn to make the most of every opportunity. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So once again, my name is David Abubakar, and I'm happy to be talking to you about the ancient part. So put your hands together and sit down. Yes. And sit down. I'll make it brief, since it's an interactive session. You know, first of all, I want to sound a warning, and that warning is the Gehazi generation. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. The Bible is full of images. They are symbols. Most of the things you saw in the Bible are symbols. Are symbols speaking of a people that is coming. Praise the Lord. So Gehazi is not just one man that meets it with Elisha. Gehazi is a generation. In the story of Gehazi, we saw a generation that will be coming. So when you talk about David, God even said, the Bible said in Acts 9 that I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is falling down. Simple. He said, I'm going to raise up men that will be like David. Praise the Lord. So those things are examples, you know. That's why the Bible says the old covenant is an example unto us to whom the end of the ages come. Praise the Lord. And who is that Gehazi generation? I must warn us. I must start with that note. And after that, I'll proceed to talk about the discipline of light. Convergence is a garden of light, not plural. One letter, light. Amen. Small letter, L, is a garden of light, you know. So now I want to talk about the discipline of light, you know. Yes, to link it with the ancient part. But let me warn us. It's a warning. I must drop that warning. Because it has swallowed up so many and has caught up with so many generations. And so many people. The Gehazi, what did I call it? The Gehazi generation. Now, look at all those men that had disciples. Those men that learned. Elijah was a prophet. And Elisha learned from Elijah. When Elijah went, Elisha stood up in his place. And Elijah began doing the same thing that Elijah was doing. Am I correct?
Yes,
sir. Am I correct? That's the biblical pattern. Solomon. Solomon was the son of David. All the things you saw David did. You know, when Solomon rose and became a king in his father's stead, you know, you can imagine, he began even entering, kind of having some manifestation, you know. He didn't break potters in the spirit like his father, but he had more manifestation, more visible manifestation than David. Amen. That experience was less than the experience that David had. You know. So he stood up in his father's place, and to his own measure of strength, he began walking in the footsteps of his father at the beginning stages of his reign, and he did some things, you know. He brought the tabernacle that the father captured in the spirit, and he put it on it, and he did so many things. Then when Elisha now had his own servant called Gehazi, right? When Elijah left and Gehazi came in his stead, Gehazi did not begin doing the work. But Gehazi was still in the vineyard, was still in the ministry. But Gehazi became a storyteller. Praise the Lord. When Jesus raised his own disciples, he did works. And when Jesus stepped aside and those men came and stood on the same podium that Jesus, the Son of God, was standing, those men began walking and began doing things. You know, they had the reality of what they were teaching. They were seeing it. Praise the Lord. How do you know like Gehazi became a storyteller? And this is the same thing. I'm going to open a scripture and I'm going to show it to us in the Bible. The same thing happens. You carry Bible. You tell to us that God is the God of miracle. God is the God of power. God is the God of this and all of this. And that reality is not there. We have ended up to become the Gehazi generation. We have ended up becoming storytellers. God can save. God can. All of the abilities of God, all the things that God can do. We are not here to tell us people what God can do. We are here to show them the work. We are here to show it to them. Praise the Lord. So you see where the equipping is taking us to. You know, the equipping that we are receiving. Praise the Lord. Look at 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 8 from verse 1. As usual, I always like somebody to read for us so that I can hear another voice. Tony, thank you.
Then Elisha, verse 6. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed a certain officer for her. Okay, from verse 1 to verse 6. Then Elisha spoke to the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise and go, you and your household, and sojourn wherever you can sojourn, for the Lord has called for a famine, and furthermore, it will come upon the land of 7 years. So the woman arose and did according to the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. It came to pass, at the end of 7 years, that the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went to make an appeal to the king for her house and for her land. Then the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, please, all the great things Elisha has done. Now it happened, as he was telling the king how he had restored the dead to life, that there was a woman whose son he had restored to life, appealing to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed an officer a certain officer for her, saying, restore all that was hers and all the proceeds of the field from the day that she left the land until now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Tony, thank you so much. See, it's a very pathetic story in the Bible. Because, you see Elisha. You see Elijah and Elisha. You see, verse 1 says, the Elisha spoke to the woman. The woman that he, Elisha, he raised the son from the dead. Gehazi was meant to be doing the same work. But here was Gehazi, beaten, tired, derobed, you know, of strength, and was now telling story. Praise the Lord. I was not, this is the woman that he raised. Was that his calling? If he had followed through the tutelage, the training he was being given, who would Gehazi have been? Elijah did some things. We saw Elisha carry the double portion of his spirit. You know? And you can now see Gehazi now called, you know, to take something even higher. Because the part of the jaws is like a light that shines brighter and brighter. But look at the place that Gehazi was. He was just sat down before the king and was telling them stories. How Elisha did this, how he did this, how he did this. But he himself not stepping forward to do the work. Jesus said, I go to the Father and greater works. Who will do it? He said, we must be provoking our spirit. These things are not magical. It does not take mountains to make impact in this world. But have we been provoked enough? Praise the Lord. Have we been provoked enough? You know, I'm not so excited about preaching. Let me be sincere with you. Sometimes, you know, like that. Because, you know, look at the order. Look at the ordination. He said, I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain. But now we have talkers, professors in talking. You know, professors in talking. We can look at what to talk about, the power of prayer. What prayer can do, you know, this. And we have all the quotations to talk about prayer. But how is my prayer? How with critical analysis. You know, you must appraise yourself. Then you can now go to the Holy Ghost to now begin to help you. But if you go to the Holy Ghost on false pretense, on false appraiser, you come out with something that is false. Praise the Lord. He said, he that believes on me, he said, greater works than this will he do because I go to the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus was not a man. Hope you are aware. He became a man. Praise the Lord. Jesus was not a man. That's why he was incarnate. He was not a man. So there are certain things that are portioned for men to do. Jesus will not come and do it for men. Jesus came to redeem us, came to restore us, came to bring us back in shape. And man must do the work he was born and created to do. Jesus will not do it for man. He was our living example. The first Adam had a wife, right? Whereby he began to reproduce and produce children and populate the earth. But the second Adam did not have a wife because he was not a man. He became a man. Praise the Lord. He became a man. And that's why the work of populating the kingdom is not Jesus' work. You know, that's why, you know, it was meant for man. It's man that must breed other men. Right? Even bringing people into the faith and into the kingdom is the work of men. That's why Jesus came. He redeemed us. He empowered us. He went to the cross. He just cleared the road. Then you come and do your work. And the one, when Peter stood there to do the work, I mean, what happened? He said 3,000 people were born. When Jesus preached, what happened? They would carry him on the head to go and throw him away with all his anointing. When Peter carried the same thing, because Peter was a man. When he spoke to men, they said 3,000, they were caught in the heart. Can you see why I say you will do greater work? Don't be surprised. Because that is the order. These things are ordained for men to do. You will not do greater angelic work, right? Hope you are aware. The God world, his own God as God, you are not going to do that one. But what is ordained for men, that's what he was saying, you will do greater works. I have ordained you for it. Praise the Lord. It's also, I want you to fortify your vision, you know. I want you to believe. I want you to raise up your heart. Raise up your spirit. A lot of us have vision here. Some of us, your vision is too small. That might be even the problem. If it's too small, it's not achievable. Because you are not going to have divine resources to achieve it. If it's too small, you are going to be left with earthly strength. You are going to be left with human strength to achieve it. Amen. But if your vision is big, it's large, you know. Yes, as big as God himself ordained it to be. Then you can now begin, heavenly resources can now begin to come to help you do. Praise the Lord. Now, have you understood the Gehazi generation? Have you understood it? Okay, even everywhere, even look at when King David sings. Those of us that are into music ministry, you know. Yes. Not just come and sing your wow, wonderful worship and people clap on for you and they go and everything. And you yourself, you are celebrating. When King David was singing, what happened? The evil spirit on Saul, what happened? when King David was singing, you know, he tapped into even what God was going to do in the next 1,000 years. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Can you see? Can worship is dangerous. You break into things. Worship. Worship. That's the only thing you can give God. Worship. When you begin to worship, you see your access is limitless. It's open. So you don't say you are a worship leader. Praise the Lord. So can you see? So we must not settle for, you know, we must not settle for less. When your people, you know, there's a way you set the bar in the spirit that people come within the vicinity, you know, you are leading a worship, you know, people just come within that atmosphere, you know, Sunday, normal Sunday service, you think the ultimate thing is the word, when they preach the word, you walking around, is your praise and worship, oh yeah, you just begin to clap hand and just do it, you know. When you stand as a minstrel, I say that even people coming in, you know, under that atmosphere of worship, things have already happened in their lives. Praise the Lord. Not only they put one big banner, worship service, worship this, and you are the leader. And you are not beginning to prepare. Just, okay, come and take worship. Maybe a Bible study something, but under that atmosphere. You know. So this is the kind of way the heart, you know, must be dangerously and violently fortified. In the place of hunger, you know. In the place of determination, extent to, there is no limit to what we can do on this earth. Because just God just opened up his store chambers to us without limit. You can go as far as you can go. You can do as much as you can do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, how do people fall into this? That's the next phase I want to talk about, the discipline of light. Haven't understood that Gehazi generation. It's staring you and I in the face. That's why I'm taking that caution to warn us. It's staring you and I in the face. It's in the face. In and I told you that I told you that those men in the Bible are symbols, right? These are prophetic images, right? These are prophetic signals of a people that is coming, right? Okay, now, I talk about the discipline of light. Go to Corinthians. Corinthians, okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians 9:25. Are we there? Who is going to read it for us? Femi is not here. He's like, Femi had, I see Femi went to university to study how to open a Bible fast. Any Bible accord on Thursday, Femi has, so before anybody get there, Femi has already opened it. Praise the Lord. Okay, Tony.
9:25. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
Praise the Lord. Just that one word, discipline. If you review the story of Gehazi, nothing big happened there. Praise the Lord. Nothing big happened there. What happened? We all know this. So what happened in the Gehazi's place? He could not control his passion, right? It's natural passion. All of us like good things. All of us, maybe he's been suffering with this man, Elisha, and all of those things. No, discipline. That's why I say discipline of light. You know who was leading? Is it Kenny that was saying, Abi, one of us say something here that what you are going to give out is what is going to be inside. Praise the Lord. So it's not so much about running outside. It's so much about running within. What you will give out is what is inside. It's a silver and gold I don't have. But there's something else I have. He said, take it. Praise the Lord. So, is it discipline? He said, the Bible said that place you read that. He said, he's temperate in how many things? He's temperate in everything. This is where, there was one time many years ago, he said, this is where Satan killed so many believers. The Holy Ghost told me. He said, all things are necessary, but not all things edify, right? You remember that scripture? All things are necessary, but all things are not expedient. You know, yes, not all things edify. As I was doing, one time I was studying meditation, and right, the Holy Ghost just pointed my attention to that. He said, this is where the devil swallows so many believers. They are not wrong. They are necessary, but they are not expedient. They are not necessary for your journey. You are a man, a woman that is traveling. You are like carrying baggages that you don't need. How can you move fast? How can you move fast? You are carrying things you don't need on the way. That's why even ships, when they are moving sometimes, they storm, they throw some things out. You know, he say he's temperate in everything. In this Bible, Satan, they refer him to a green snake, Abby, under a green grass. You won't notice it. And that place, he has finished also many people out of destiny. Is it discipline? A lot of us are not disciplined. Even spiritual discipline. That's why we keep making resolution and failing, resolution and failing. Have we made up our mind? Have we made up our mind? Even small, small, little thing, check it. with even this, you know, what is temperate? The temperate has to be moderate. I checked the English, so to moderate, you know, to restrain your natural appetite and passion. Yes, to put it under control. You are not even disciplined with social media. And you read people like Gehazi's story, you are laughing at them. And you're forgetting that some of us are even wearing the same shoe. And it makes it much more dangerous for us. Is it, this is called passion. All these things are, but they are not expedient. You know, the things that consumes our time, check it. Do a critical analysis of your time. You know, by the time you take 24 hours in 7 days, how you look at the things that consume your time, you will come up with an accurate statistics. Those things are the things that necessary to where you say you are going. See, you want to go and make impact. I want to be touch this generation. There is so much that can be done. There is so much that can be done in this age. So much. In fact, you'll be amazed at what God will do to you. You'll just be amazed. You'll be shocked. Because the need is so profound. It's so profound. God is looking for men across air or sector. Or sector. God is looking for people that he can even empower financially. I see a lot of people are suffering now. So money are in the hands of so many people, but they are not releasing it. But God is looking for that man that he had dealt with over money, about money. Totally broken concerning money. That if God gives the man $10 billion, he cannot put it in his pocket. Praise the Lord. If he drops it on the table for that man, the man will still leave it on the table there, you know, and be taking it and dispensing it, and will not gather everything and hide it under his own bed alone. God is looking for people. So that's why I say these things are not hard. They are the most simple things. Impact, you see all the visions you are in fact, it's the most simple thing to accomplish and achieve. But it requires discipline. Okay, one more scripture again that talks about being temperate. When I was talking about, look at Titus chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. He said, but speak you the things which become sound doctrine, or telling him what he should teach. That the aged men, they should be sober, they should be grave, they should be temperate, sound in faith, in love, and in patience. Is it? You have to be disciplined, right? I did another one more scripture on it. That same title. Go to chapter 1, verse 8, verse 7, and verse 8. Okay, all right, thank you.
For a bishop, as God's steward, must be blameless. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered, or a drunkard, or violent, or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of goodness, master of himself, upright, holy, and self-controlled.
Praise the Lord. Can you see? Temperate, self-control. He's able to restrain his passion. You see, you are so hungry to read the news. Don't for that. Don't even read that Bible. Read the news and be arguing. Who is the best? Who is the greatest? With this club, that club, and all of those things. You don't have vision to become the news. You are scrabbling to read the news. Why some people are making the news? Why some people are the news? You are so hungry for Messi and see Ronaldo. Well, then what should the Ronaldo himself do? They are the ones making the news. You know, can you see? Can you see where we are falling? You need to be disciplined. You need to take time off to do certain things. After sometimes, you know, of course, if you remember like the way you guys were, when people like Bishop Oedeku was your age mate, and it was like this too. But these were people that make up, now they are now the news. Right? They are now the news. You see the opportunity that every one of you seated there have. Jesus said, what I speak to you, I speak to all. That means everybody can enter. The entrance is for all. But it's not going to be everybody at the end of the day. It's going to be those that have taken on the training manual and then make up their mind and decided to follow it. Praise the Lord. You see, by virtue of some certain spiritual discipline that I had in the past, that's where stood me where I am today. You see, immediately after my service, I was in Lokoja. There's one church there. I think I was there for some, maybe like a month or thereabouts, or some couple of months. I was there. There's one church I used to go. You know, it's a new church meeting, one school. But, you know, the wife of that man is very spiritual. So, you know, I'll go there, I'll fellowship with them, I go. And like that, my spiritual, I know, I was so... You know, like that, I was so on point, you know, spiritually, you know, then, you know, and now, by the grace of God. So I will come, sometimes I will come, I'll go to under 1:3 and I'll pray. I didn't know the pastor wife had picked it by the Spirit. So one day, after he called me, he said, David, he said, I know who you are. I said, how do you know? She told me that you have a very deep walk with the Holy Spirit. We have not interacted. I just come, fellowship, we go. You know, like that, for like, I think, just maybe like 2-3 meetings. You say you have a very deep work with the Holy Spirit, and you not do anything until the Holy Ghost gives you the go ahead. She told me that even when they were coming, she told her husband that when we get there, David is going to be under one tree and you'll be praying. And that was exactly what happened. I just smiled. I didn't answer. I just smiled. I think then the husband now called me that, you know, when you start ministry like this, I just finished my NYC. Just, that was some couple of months that time. That when you start a ministry like this, you need helpers. You need people that can help you in your work and everything. He spoke to me. I said, no problem and everything like that. Then after some couple of days or maybe like a week or 2 weeks, the Holy Ghost has to take me from there. So I had to leave Lokoja and I had to go to Abuja. I got a call, I left. So I've not seen them since then. Then second example I'll give you. You know, I'm talking about the place of even leadership in God's house. Automatically, they was calling me to come and become a leader in the house. Then, where I was attending, there was this redeem I was going to in Abuja. It was not a normal redeem because those original owners of Abuja, where they were staying, I've forgotten the name of the place. You know, so it was interior. And the man worked so much in the supernatural, the pastor. He was working there. He was working in Exim Bank then, Pastor Sonny. You know, so that was still after my service. So I would go there. So my brother was going there. So automatically I was following my brother to that place. So like that, we didn't have transfer money sometimes. So sometimes we go, they would give us transfer money, like that. Then they were building the church. The church was under construction. The man worked so much in the supernatural. How did he have breakthrough? People could not plant church in that area. So some they were meeting under trees. So he was meeting them under trees. One day he had so much word of knowledge. There was one day, how did he penetrate those community? One day they gathered and he gave the word of knowledge that one of you here, you have bought petrol already. And after this meeting, you want to go and burn your wife. The guy now came out and he confessed to tell how he was penetrating a give accurate word. So they were the first one to plant a church in that community. So that church I was going there, he really encouraged my faith too. Amen. Later when I had to start to walk, when I had to work and I was supposed to go and work in a bank, I said, I remember Pastor Sonny. I said, if Pastor Sonny can still operate in the supernatural and he said he was a banker, then what am I going to complain? So it was easy for me to, you know, to go ahead and accept the offer. But look at what I wanted to tell you. One day they traveled. So there was no minister on ground. They traveled. The other person that was, I don't know, he couldn't make it. He went to the office. I know the place is outskirts of Abuja. So they said I should come and speak to them. So I now spoke that time. So I now spoke to them on certain. I remember the anointing was so strong in that meeting. I just prayed, all of them came. You are going to be a great man of God, though. So I don't know how they told him or something. I don't know, but that one went. So one time we were doing one fasting in the church. So I used to stay in the church there when they were building. So I said, I'm not doing anything. I'm a graduate since I'm not working now. So I said, I'll stay behind to help them to work. So there was one uncompleted two rooms they had. I was staying in one. So we'll be there, we'll pack sand, pack all of those things, all those laborer work. I helped them to do it. I said I will not collect a dime, but I will help to join the labor. So I'll join them to do the labor. Where do we bath? There's one stream there that you bath. The women are here, you know. We'll go far, far in front there and go and bath. Nobody knows you in that place now. Abi say local community, Abi. So it was safe. So we'll bath in that river, do all of those things. Then one day he was ministering. Sometimes we hold the healing, when we do maybe healing service. One day he was ministering, he didn't have access. He said he's not having entrance, that he's struggling with something. He said, David, come out. I came out. He said, go and sit down on the minister's seat. He said, the Holy Spirit has been speaking to him that David is not supposed to sit down, they're supposed to sit down here. He said, boy, he has been struggling. So when he was doing healing service, you know, of course, he would do healing. When he was having that meeting, but you know, he was not having access. He said, He said, David, please come out. He said, well, this is not the redeem order. But, you know, he broke protocol. Many of us know redeem. You have to go to this session. I'll be discipleship. He broke the protocol. And he said, David, come and sit down here. Praise the Lord. He said, in the matter of two witnesses, the matter is what? Established. When I got here, open, Mama was still alive then, you know. So after I got there, I was there. Then when these things happened, shortly after again, I was weeks out. The Holy Ghost took me out of that territory again. He took me out of that terrain again. Praise the Lord. So after that incident, it didn't stay long. I left. So about a month or so, I left. Then when I got here, hope and then, I was just attending like that. So I got to know to one of my colleagues. And then after not too long, after a couple of times, mommy was still alive, the Jew, then the founding Jew, and she called me and one other brother. Say she wanted to ordain us as deacon in the house. I was not long in that place. So time to follow protocol and all of those things. I'm just giving you a literal example. If you can take that discipline to discipline yourself, anywhere you go, automatically you step into the place of leadership. How many ladder did David climb? Right? Just one encounter. And the whole Israel was shouting that Saul has killed his 1,000, David is 10 what? That day they were ready to make David king. That day they were ready. If David adventurously said he wanted to be king, that day the people will have rose up, kill Saul, kill all the generals, and make David king. Because you remember David, you remember the discipline in the bush, right? When the bear come, can you see? That is what I'm talking about. So the things I want you to bridge the gap between the things you know and the things that are realities in your life. The gap between the things you know some of the word of God, but don't even open it. All we know about prayer, giddy, and all of those things, to what is our devotion to the prayer life? That's where global impact comes from. All those things, you know, those little disciplines that you do. You read books, you listen to messages. Those were things we were doing those days, you know, and even up to now, still doing. But I want to talk to you, my life when I was at your stage. Not to jump into now, when I was on stage, the hunger was so much. Which book are we not? Which gospels this we don't even know? You know, this evangel, we'll go and buy all songs, you know, all of them, you know. Those days I was in school, I graduated 2002. Those days in university, who? Dion Dubushi, all of them, they are cases, we are just buying them. I said, it's not coming out. Praise the Lord. It's not coming out from either gospel songs, or all of them, we'll just be buying them. Then all those Paul Wibodom, all of them, you know, so many Israel, you know, all of them, names that known and unknown. This man, Robbie Mark, all of them. Praise the Lord. Then books. We'll just be going there as you are clearing this set of books. You are just scanning for other books, you know. There were people who were reading their books, were just eager, waiting, you know. And if you hear the testimony of Bishop Oedeko, the man is so hungry. When he was at your age, he will tell you that when he pick one book, he will not drop it on it, he finish it. You know? So this is what it takes. Everybody has deep calling. So long as God calls you and you are born again, the same calling, the same thing that is running, the same river that is flowing in your heart, all of the people that have grown and have been terrorized in life, they had the same thing. Praise the Lord. All of these people that have passed through your stage, grew up and they became neutralized. They became one of the number, ordinary people on the street. They are just in somewhere there. The same river that is flowing through your heart. The same thing flow through their heart. But they ended up becoming the Gehazi generation. So this is what it takes. You see that discipline. That's a discipline. I say discipline of light. It's a stand at the crossroad, Abi. Go to Jeremiah. Let me round up with this. Jeremiah 6:16. It says, "Thus says the Lord, stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths." He said, where is the good way? What was the next thing? He said, walk in it, and you shall find rest for your soul. But they say, we will not walk therein. Can you see? That they say is not they say with their mouth, but they say it with their action. The things you know and you are not doing, they have already spoken it. Did you hear? He said, the things you know and you are not doing, you have already what? He said, we will say they will not walk therein. Then how do you now, can you now go ahead and fulfill that vision? He said, where is the good way? He says, walk in it, then you find the rest. Rest, you know, for your soul. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there are no two ways. Success has only one way. There are no two ways. God is one. So the way is one. And the path to success, to fulfillment, everybody remains one. I say, go and stand and at the crossroad and see. Ask for that old path. He said, when you see it, what's the next thing? He said, walk in it. Then you find rest for your soul. All men that succeeded in life, they have the same story they'll tell you. The same story. They'll tell you how they are disciplined. A lot of us celebrated David Beckham. He'll tell you after they finish training, only him will go and play like 100 free kicks. When he wanted to perfect these free kicks. You know, and that's where he made his name. Apart from the other play, but that free kick. That goal is scored where there was one time England was not going to qualify for World Cup. They were playing Scotland. the game was a tie. Is it they needed to win or they needed to draw? The game was, is it draw? They needed draw, right? So, this we were leading, Scotland. Yeah, okay. And then, it was not the last kick of the match. They now had a free kick. It was the last kick of the match. And England was not going to, how would they forget Beckham? So, you hope you know the name, either is it a university or a course called Beckham in England. They needed to go. Then they now had a free kick. Then Beckham was going to take it. Beckham took that free kick and he went and entered into the net. He turned the head of the whole country. They love him forever. So all of those times of playing 100 free kicks that you are wasting your time. You know, it looks as if you are wasting your time. Everybody has gone now. You just imagine only you here. You play 100 free kicks. You will play. This one will go here. You know it will be going different direction. Different direction. You know, sometimes life will prepare you for just one single moment. And when that moment comes, sometimes we are not ready. Somebody says it's better to be prepared and then there are no opportunities. But for opportunities to come and you are not prepared, you know, you will live with that memory for the rest of your life. So can you see? What says the Bible? It says the preparation of the heart is man. Then answer comes from God. God will not prepare your heart. God will not prepare you. So whatever field you have chosen, apart from working with God and all of those, even the particular field you want to make a mark, you must give in all. Person like Cristiano Ronaldo is known for his hard work. That guy works hard. That guy is disciplined. And why some footballers are like, who make him more far, far better than Ronaldo? They were not disciplined. You hope you know there's another Ronaldo that went and become very fat. He was clubbing and partying. You know what Guardiola then was in Barcelona then? He called Messi. Messi was following him to party. Ronaldinho. You know, he had one more footballer. He was like that. Guardiola now called Messi. He said, if you want to be great, don't follow these people, Ronaldo. They are clubbing and partying. That was the advice he gave Messi. And then Messi withdraw. You are just clubbing and partying away. Praise the Lord. So that discipline. You know, all of you know what to do to succeed. All of you know it. All of you know it. And you can also add further knowledge to it. So the ones you know, if you are not working in it, then the further knowledge you are adding, it will not lead you anywhere. Praise the Lord. It will not lead you anywhere. So that's it, friends and brethren. Up to today, I think today is Saturday, Friday, / Saturday. Okay, you know, I was so tired because on Thursday we had a vigil, right, in Tyrannus Hall. On Wednesday night, after I rested for some time, by 12 o'clock I was up. By 12 I was up, you know, like that, you know, and it began my devotion. So can you see my devotion? And I was going to work the following day. And the following day again, I was going to have a vigil in the same house. You understand? So that one, so that when you speak the word of life, it will not transmit life to people because you are devoted to that word. Of course, sometimes you don't do much, the revelation will start coming, but that devotion to the word. You cannot be preaching the same word that you are not devoted to. It's a life devotion. You are devoted to the word of God. Then when you speak it, it transmits life. It transmits life to people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to end my what I've come here to tell us by the Spirit. And the word I give is not that I picked a topical. When everybody told me ancient part, you know, as it is, I always wait for God. Sometimes I wait for, when I have to minister or ask me to speak, I always wait, you know, for the Holy Ghost to bring the frequency. And ancient part, okay, noted. So I think overnight, that's when I had that word discipline. I was even lying down. He said the discipline of light. That was what she talked about. And then when I got here now, when we were doing the worship and I stepped down there, and that's when I was reminded of the Gehazi generation. To speak, you see, putting everything together. Because there's a word for every forum, right? You're not just coming to talk to you about revelation. You are picking into people's life. All of you are joining in God. You are joining in the Spirit. So, you know, there is a word for you, for where you are now. And those of you selected to be here, this is the word you needed to hear for now. Praise the Lord. And I believe, God, that you are going to rise up in the strength of this word. Can you begin to speak to your Father? I want us to make some declaration. Can you speak forth from your spirit? There is so much to be done. There is so much you can do. It's just the OTC, whatever vocation you are doing, the vocation is not the issue. The issue is the hand of God resting upon you. Ahab was in his car going to the city. And Elijah was behind there. What happened? They said the hand of God came upon Elijah. Elijah, and he outran a car, a chariot, horses. He outran them. You see, where you are now, you see, God is not limited by resources. There is no resource he cannot use. Don't forget that God formed man from what? From what? If dust. Can you see? That's a profound message to us. He took dust and brought out this masterpiece out of dust. Then what do you, what is in your hand? What are your skills that God cannot use? If dust. No, I don't think there's anything we do with dust in this present world. If there's anything we do with dust, it's inconsequential. Dust. But God took the least amongst men and used it to form a masterpiece. That's an eternal message for us. There is nothing God cannot use. So what is your skill? He told Moses, what is that in your hand? He said, only a stick. Moses was carrying a stick, but that stick brought out Israel out of Egypt. A stick. All the weapons of war. You know? All the nuclear weapons. All the atomic and biological weapons. When God laid hold on a stick on Moses' hand, he defeated the strength of Egypt. So if it's modern warfare, all the fighter jets, all the navy, one stick. Moses, what is that in your eyes? It's a stick. A stick is enough for me. It's enough for me. So where are you in life? God is not limited by it. When the hand of God comes upon it, that's the end. Peter said, they said they were unlearned men. They never learned. They never learned learning. Those men never learned learning. But when the hand of God rested upon them, they had to ask questions. Who are these men? They said they were unlearned men. They never learned learning. But they remember that they had been with Jesus. That the Spirit of Jesus is resting on them. He's resting on them. Can you see the impact of what you can make? Can you see the strength of what you can make in this life? What you can become? And what you can do is limitless. It's endless. It's endless. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Receive life. Life. Life in abundant measure. We receive exponential growth in everything that concerns us, spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus, thank you. 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 In the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father, we bless you. Fire our hearts. Consume us. Let your consuming fire. Let it take possession and ownership of us. Help us, help me to be disciplined. To be disciplined in light. In light. To be disciplined in light. To be disciplined. Kabali shikata. Ekale malatanta. Thank you, Jesus. Can you begin to make utterance from your spirit? Can you begin to make utterance from your spirit? Utterance! 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 You know how difficult it is to get an American visa. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me give you one story. How difficult it is to get an American visa. A man gave a testimony. He's in our church. A good number of us know him. He gave us his testimony last Sunday. Last Sunday or last two Sunday. He told us that there were 14 people ahead of him who were standing on the visa line. There were 14 people ahead of him. And the Oyibo man looked at him and saw him. He said, you come. You are traveling with your family to America. He said, yes, come and take the visa. He was 14 on the line. You know, I'm sure you see the template of life. It's not energy. It's not struggle. Life is, you live life by divinity. By what is upon. There was something upon him while he was standing there. It is by what is upon. Which university, which business school trained Joseph? Look at the thing that was coming out of Joseph. But there was something that was bigger than business school that was upon Joseph. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Can you see? So can you see that your life does not have limits? The limit you will have is the limitation you set for yourself. By not believing and yielding to God. These things are worth it. These things are worth it. Don't be distracted. Set yourself aside. Separate yourself. Give yourself to learning. We can learn the Spirit. Learn the Spirit. Learn God. Who can learn God? We can learn the Spirit. Learn Him. We've learned so many things. Learn Him. How can we be sitting down with TV? All those of you that watch series, you are not going anywhere. They say, God, come and have mercy on you on the way. Series, 14 hours, 10 hours. You finish one, you carry another one. You know? You know, you, of course, you can have money on earth and everything, but we're talking about divine impact. You are not going to make anything. When you are wasting precious time, I cannot carry series and watch for 10 hours when I've never carried my Bible for 10 hours. You should be competitive. I have not prayed for 10 hours before, and I see that 10 hours watching one film, one fiction, one drama that some men put together. They say, what is a temperate in all things? He's able to control his passion. They are very sweet now. I know, I think the last one I watched was 24, but it was too sweet. We watch it from today, watch it to the following day. I know those things are very sweet, so I don't even go near them. Because I know if I sit down, I'll be trapped. You don't just sit down. Yes, now. You just like you lock yourself. You naked yourself. Lock a lady naked. Lock yourself inside the room till the following morning. You understand? There's no way you'll not sleep with her. But the only thing is to avoid being in that position. That's why you just... that's the Bible say flee. When you say flee youthful lust, it's not talking about sex alone. Youthful lust. All these things again. All this abuse on social media. Where you are there for 7 hours. Where you are addicted to social media. Those are they call youthful lust. All those your seasonal films that you are addicted to it. Those are it's part of what they call youthful lust. It's a flee, youthful lust. If you want to become something and make impact. You are making impact. You want to make impact. You don't want people to come and watch you. Why not become the one they will sit and watch for 10 hours? To become that one, there's a road you must take. Yes. You see, those 10 hours, those 4 hours, you are debating Messi and Ronaldo. Ronaldo himself using that 4 hours to train. As you argue, Messi and Ronaldo is the greatest. You are engaging in argument for that 4 hours. I do your life away. That same 4 hours, Ronaldo is busy training. He's busy training. I'm just giving you the practicality of things. They are cooking themselves. They are cooking themselves to be a spectacle. What are you going to do? Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Father, we bless you. We take our lives into our hands because you've given them unto us. We arise and make something big, great, and heavy out of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. We will be great because our Father is great. Great is the Lord. Greatly to be praised and greatly to be served. We don't serve Him in small measure. We serve Him in a great way. Great is the Lord. Greatly to be praised and greatly to be served. We serve our Father in a great way. In abundant way. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, who are here. In our days, man will call upon your name. In our days, man will see you. Your glory will be seen in our age and in our generation. Your glory will come out of us. Out of us. Your glory will shine forth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, our Father. Thank you. You praise and glory. You praise. Give you glory. We honor you, our Father. Thank you. Thank you because you have done all things well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, we prevail. We have dominion over all. Thank you. We become dominion. We are dominion on earth. We are dominion. We are dominion. We are powers, we are princes on earth. And so we comport as ever as princes and as dominion on earth in your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can you use the next 2 minutes of prayer to talk to your Father? Make utterance. Utterance, speak words. Speak groanings. Speak groanings from your spirit. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto man, but speaketh mysteries in the spirit. Hidden things about your life. When you speak in tongues, you utter them, you make declaration about hidden things about your life. You speak them into reality. Beta moyekebe limbantanta shekebe loko malakato abaheke moto akaya balokoto malakata lekebe yebeleke malakata dominant 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 bekete halakata. I call forth all things into my life. I call forth all things into my life. Favor. Comfort, favor, strength. Emalatole bekete victory baya koto balakata malakata divinity ebayoto. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Apokoto balakata amalatale ekote. Doors are opening on their own volition, on their own accord, in the name of Jesus. Doors are opening. We are true nobility. We are the true nobility on earth. We are dominion on earth. We are principalities on earth. We are powers. Pakata, Makata. He said he will bless us and we will become blessings. I want to bless the whole earth. I want to be a blessing to Nigeria. I'm not just looking to Nigeria to collect handout. To collect handout. Oh, bless this nation. Oh, bless Nigeria. Oh, bless the whole world. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, can you just lift up our hands? Let me pray for us. Can you lift up your hands? Lift up your hands. Let me pray. In Jesus' name, receive it. Even all that you have spoken for, receive it in Jesus' name. This is your portion in life. It will not be taken away from you in Jesus' name. Begin to walk in it. Receive the strength to walk in it in Jesus' name. The Bible says, by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive seed. And even by faith, receive strength to conceive your destiny and to birth it in Jesus' name. Vision, conception of vision, it requires strength. And then the birthing of vision is another strength. Receive all the strength in the name of Jesus. You will never be a mediocrity. Because your God is the great God. Is the great king above the earth. Thank you. You will be great. It is written concerning you and the children that God gives you. You are for signs and then you are for wonders. If faith began, you say you'll be for sign. You will be a sign and your life will be a wonder amongst men because the God of wonders is your God. In the name of Jesus, you all live long. You will live long. Your days on earth will be fulfilled. I banish death out of your course. Until your time and your season is fulfilled in Jesus' name. Concerning Simeon in the Bible, it was said he will not taste death until his mission on earth is accomplished. Even that same portion, I put it on every one of you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Elias is blessed. Receive divine speed. Speed concerning your spiritual life. Concerning the works of your hand. Concerning your calling. Concerning your life. In the name of Jesus. Even your marriage, I set it apart. I sanctify it in Jesus' name. All of you will marry according to God. Yes. You will marry according to God. Any contrary wind that is coming, I push it away in Jesus' name. Only the wind of God will blow concerning your marital lives in Jesus' name. and the children that you have, they will be chosen of the Lord. Amen. Yes. They will be chosen of the Lord in Jesus' name. God will pass children through you that will make an impact in their generation.
Amen.
Hope you know somebody must give birth to a Judas. Hope you know that. Somebody must give birth to a Judas. Somebody must give birth to Saul, and somebody must give birth to David. All those things are prepared and prearranged. In your time, in your season, you will give birth to God ordained child through your lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God will prepare them. God has prepared people that will come in every age. Those ones that He has ordained to make impact. Those are the ones that you pass through your womb. And those are the ones you pass through your loins in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Thank you.
I bless you in the name of the Father.
Amen.
I bless you in the name of the Son.
Amen.
I bless you in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Convergence, congratulations.
Whoa.
Amen.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Amen.
As I checked for the word divergence, God was telling me that there was a divergence over time, and God is calling for a convergence again. That was the word I heard. There was a divergence. There was a division at some point. There was a point where something is not just like something is going on a straight line, and it gets to a point where the whole thing just breaks and enters into different and goes into different directions. So there has been a divergence, and God is calling for a convergence. Now, I also want to encourage us in our various churches. One thing that we know is that children have a very important place in the heart of God. Jesus says, suffer not the little children to come to me. And then another place in scripture talks about their angels ever being before the Father. Let's just make up our minds to intercede for children in our church. And even beyond that, let us establish relationships with them, especially the teenagers. There is so much hurt. There is so much hurt in their hearts. And, someone said something that any man can resist your word. You can come and bring all the remnants in the world. They can resist, but they can never resist love. They can never resist your love. When they begin to see that you truly care, things they cannot tell anybody, they'll begin to open up to you. I was so humbled on Sunday when a teenager said she wanted to me, and she sat and she was telling me things that was making my heart break. My heart was breaking for her, and I was feeling her hurt. And she was just opening up and speaking things. And then we're praying on Thursday, and God was, speaking stuff to us. He was making me understand that men can be on the mountain 100 days, breaking their heads and praying. 1 year, prayer and fast, nothing will happen. But because we are coming together, not for ourselves, not because we want to pray for God to fill our bank account, but we are coming together because we want to impact others, not even our own children, because we have not even given birth yet, but because we are coming together for this passion for these other ones, that the heavens are open. You begin to see an output, even beyond this place. Ideas. God was saying that He's going to be opening minds. He's going to be revealing things to you. Things that will shock the world. Inventions, innovations will come from here. And even beyond this place, let us spread this meeting. The idea is not to just be gathering people every time. Beyond this place, let us go out there and let the light in this shine, because we are a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Our light cannot be dim at such a time as this. Our light cannot be dim. Now, I'll end with this. That Thursday, as we were praying, the Holy Spirit just laid Isaiah 6:1 in my mind, and then he connected it with Psalm 133 for me at the video on Thursday. Psalm 133 talks about, behold how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And the latter part talks about, for there the Lord commands His blessing. Isaiah 61 says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us. And Jesus in Luke 4:18 says, he quoted the same scripture, Isaiah 61, and he said, this day the scripture is fulfilled amongst you. So this day, the scripture of the anointing of the Lord being upon you, and He has anointed you to heal the brokenhearted. He has anointed you to go forth and speak words, soothing words in such a time that there is so much pain, so much hurt all around, so much darkness. You will speak forth words, you will sing, and things will happen. And then finally, I know we all belong to different units in our church. I also belong to units in my church, but for now, for me, those units are secondary, because there's a primary assignment and the work God is doing. So we should be sensitive and align ourselves. Don't just feel like you are there in whatever units you are, drama, whatever. and you feel like you are functioning, there is a greater work that God is doing, that God wants to do in our assemblies. So let's key ourselves to it, let's be sensitive to it, and let's be conscious and intentional about impacting all the children that are around us. Praise God.
Thank you very much. Can I have you, sir?
Amen. While we're praying, I just kept saying in my spirit that there is lightness. There is lightness, and God is giving us speed. There is lightness. All those unnecessary loads, they are dropping, and there is lightness. And it's not just speed. I see speed with fire. You know, if you watch all this race game, and whenever a racer is running, if you play a race game, there's something they call turbo. Once you activate turbo, there's a fire and there's a very high speed, and that's what I'm seeing in the spirit. The crooked path is becoming straight. I am making a forest to become a city. I am setting ways in the rivers. I'm making path for you on the ocean. Milano sabarado shabaliado saba eno stivale gala. Desolate and destroyed places are becoming buildings. They are rising up. Ligano sabarato shahaliano sibarado shabaliada sikalado shabaliada. I'm spreading the light everywhere. The light is shining everywhere. Minano sabarako shahaliado sabaliada no sabaliada. The world will bring different games and different strategies, but you will outshine them all. You will outshine them all. Librado sabaliado sabalia. Those things might look beautiful and they may look nice, but that's not what I want for you. Liku Savaratu Shabalia Garuza Halian Delibaratu Stavalia. Giants are standing up and they are marching. I am building strength. I am building tenacity. I am building ability to withstand. Niyano Sabarakushta Hilano Sabalia Deru Shabaliada. You are rising up. Every fallen state is rising up. Minanu Sabaradu Shabaliaku Satalia no Sitaya. You are standing. You are standing firm. And your roots are going deeper. Your roots are going deeper. Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. Confirmation. Thank you very much.
While we're praying, I just saw something. I dive into an atmosphere which I just saw something like. I saw some great men moving out, and they were standing, and they knew what they want to do, and they were highly focused. And I want every one of us, our mind is to be changed from the level where we are to another dimension which you're able to think about. That you are no longer yourself again. You should not think that I am this. You should not think that because of I've done this past, let it go. But look at the focus. Because you have the great mind. A great mind is coming out of us. And there has to be focus. Because what I see that is just something like Ezekiel 37, what Pastor David was using to preach for us in the plan at the Thursday meeting, I was able to now bring it out to join in with it that Ezekiel 37 was breaking something that as the great man was coming out, those dead, they were dead equipment, they were dead tools, that they have no hope, they have no life. But we come to speak life to them and bring them to existence. That and we want to come to be focused, to have a highly focused to get what you are here to do, then get it right and not to be distracted. Because any distraction might take your ways aside and you might start sinking. Praise the Lord.
In the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost, there is joy. In the Holy Ghost,
in the Holy Ghost,
in the Holy Ghost. Oh, there is strength. In the Holy Ghost, when in the Holy Ghost. Strength in the Holy Ghost. We say there is grace. There is grace. There is life in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. Oh, in the Holy Ghost. Oh, there is joy. There is joy. There is joy. Oh, in the Holy Ghost. Oh, in the Holy Ghost. We cry, there is peace. There is peace. There is favor. There is mercy. There is life. There is favor in the Holy Ghost. Oh, there is joy. There is joy. There is joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost.
For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Nation on your heart.